The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We cannot be talking only about Israelis' need for safety at a time when Palestinians are living under a violent apartheid system.
To falsely characterize the state of Israel, it's consistent with those who advocate for the dismantling of the one Jewish state in the world. That's anti-Semitism, and I reject that.
Sitting in for Mike Gallagher today
from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Here's Sam Malone.
Greetings
and salutations from the red pro-life state of Texas. I'm Sam Malone, filling in today for our great friend Mike Gallagher. Real quick on that comment, let me throw props to Leader McCarthy for taking a stand against the filth, the hatred, the anti-Semitism of the Democrats against the Jew, against Israel, that took place Tuesday. And thank you, Leader McCarthy. Thank you, Republicans. Shame on you, Democrats, for embracing the filth of anti-Semitism, and not a single liberal Jew in the Democratic Party stood up and said, "Take your hate and get out of here, Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and the rest of y'all, get out." Not one. Shame on you. But with that said, I'll touch base on that, Congressman. I think Kevin Brady's going to stop by our show today. I'm in Houston, getting to fill in for my great friend Mike Gallagher, who's off today. It's an honor. I get to do the radio show for Salem radio station in Houston called AM 1070, The Answer. And as I always say, we love it when we get the call to step up and help out. Mike Gallagher, we're not just fans. I think my wife is his number one fan, but we're also friends. So it's great to be here. The number is always the same, 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-MIKE, and MikeOnline.com. We have the shade. All right, we'll open up the shades. The shades are drawn right now. The sun was coming in. It's a beautiful day in Texas where people pray openly. We stand with the unborn. We're very proud of our First Amendment. Of course, 2A, big down here, constitutional carry, passed and went into effect this month, meaning that even without a license, so to speak, your concealed handgun or license to carry, you can, if you're legally able to, wear your firearm on your side should you choose. And that's the great state of Texas. If y'all move here, please bring our values. Leave your commie, socialist, left-wing, anti-Semitic values, Democrat values somewhere else when you enter our state. Speaking of, when I do the show in Houston, and I've been on the radio for about 28 years, kind of here in Houston, and I started as a top 40 radio DJ, Aerosmith, met my wife, thanks to Bon Jovi and others. So my roots go to top 40, and we've always had a very big listener base, especially of women who just dug the top 40 show. And then, of course, being conservative and being pro-life, I got into talk in 2005. And we've always had a lot of listeners who just enjoyed, I guess the shtick, the comedy, the fun, because I'm very upbeat, but may or may not embrace our conservative values. And it's kind of like 70-30 here in Houston. 70% love the Lord, love our Judeo-Christian fabric of our great nation, love the, marriage. We talk about in Genesis 2:24 a lot. And then there's like the 30% who are just kind of hanging out, and I'll be out and I'll bump into them. They'll be like, with the Bernie Sanders shirt that's three sizes too small on the dude with his moobs sticking out, probably holding $200,000 of student loan debt for a gender studies degree, which is worthless. But they'll always say, "I listen to your show. I listen." I always say, "Why do you listen? I don't think we're aligned spiritually, politically, physically." And they always say, "Well, I always want to hear what the other side's talking about. I like you, but I always want to hear what the other side's talking about." So this week, I guess me on the other side, it was a very bad week for those who, quote, don't embrace Think about that 30-ish percent of folks who, you know, kind of turn away when they see people praying before they eat, or say, my body, my choice, when it's for killing babies but not for the experimental shots. Imagine, like, you've been mask virtuing, okay? You've been wearing that mask, and you're showing people, right? And you've been screaming about the vaccine, which, by the way, it's between you and your doctor, not you and a reporter at, or a poorly paid news anchor, or whatever, political person. And the news is coming out that you've been played by the administration of the people who control Joe Biden. Right now, Joe Biden right now is talking to a head of lettuce. He's just walking around, probably no pants on, no idea what's going on. The people who control him are calling the shots. But you've been played. You know, you're running around with your mask virtue stuff, and you may have put on the Emmys, that disaster of a broadcast that only pulled in 7 million viewers in the ratings. And what did you see? A bunch of left-wing kooks. Ain't none of them wearing masks out there. And maybe you saw that Met Gala event, $30,000 ticket, that one of the Israel haters was there, Ocasio-Cortez, or the scandal about the $30,000 dress, back taxes, blah, blah, blah. No masks. Maybe you saw the birthday party for Barack Hussein. No masks. And you've been running around. You, Jidrul Givacha, you've been running around. Wear your mask. You were eyeballing people in the supermarket who aren't wearing masks. You drive in your car alone and wear your mask. And you make a fuss about vaccinations and experimental shots and all that. And this has been a bad week. Why? Because as we're down here in Texas, the rest of y'all don't know, but with the invasion, the criminal immigrant invasion that's coming in, the criminal immigrants break in, and as has been reported, well, here, but you're not hearing much about it until this week, the illegals, the criminal immigrants, they're not forced to take vaccines. They're not getting the experimental shot in their arm. They're sent off. We saw a lot of video footage of the illegal immigrants from Haiti under the bridge in Del Rio. Be hard-pressed to find a mask on anybody. And then we find out that the criminal immigrant invasion, and especially this particular, the Haitians this week, that's what they're focusing on, were being put on buses and planes and shipped off and not being tested for the Wuhan. And you're out there in your Bernie shirt and feel the burn and I heart the fake Indian Elizabeth whatever. And you were like, wait a minute. I've been sold. I'm like that guy, that loser in the three-card Monty game by the subway stop. How come I didn't win the $20 like the guy next to me? Because the left, when they weren't hating on Jews in Israel, took a break, played you. They weren't wearing masks. Well, that's okay. They're fully vaccinated. No need to wear a mask at the Emmys. Right? But you go to a restaurant in New York, you got to show this vaccination ID and your driver's license and all that, and that led to a skirmish. These poor hostess at an Italian restaurant on the Upper West Side. We saw that footage. And then we find out, this one lone reporter in San Antonio at a TV station out there, is it K-E-N-S or something? Whatever it is. Said this in one of her, we have a team that goes out and does and looks for all this audio. This is what she said in her report.
Here live in Del Rio, according to the Border Patrol Union here, the migrants under the bridge are not in custody. They are free to leave if they want to go back to Mexico. And Border Patrol, as it's been doing throughout the pandemic, is not testing migrants for COVID at this facility.
People break in. They're not forced to get the Wuhan shot. People break in, they're put on planes and buses, and they don't even have to get a Wuhan shot to get on the bus or plane. Dude, you in that tight feel the burn shirt with the moobs, you've been played. 1-800-655-MIKE, 1-800-655-MIKE. I am Sam Malone filling in for my friend Mike Gallagher in Houston. Let me get to the break. Up next, she's a great friend of ours here in Houston. She's on every Friday, and she's going to join us next. She's President Trump's former Deputy National Security Advisor, K.T. McFarland, joining us next on The Mike Gallagher Show.
Want to support The Mike Gallagher Show? Be sure to patronize our great advertisers.
You belong to me. I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. Now you're
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Well, I'll take Mike Gallagher.
Sam Malone, happy Friday, doing the show in for Mike today in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Listen, beautiful day outside here in Texas. We got nice cool. I know some of y'all are like, have had cool weather for weeks. When I used to live in Buffalo and Philly, but we've got like this wonderful morning, so it's really nice out there. The sun is out there. There's a lot to be thankful for in the great state of Texas. I thought KT was going to join us. We'll get to her in another segment. It's not good to wake up and be Chris Cuomo of CNN. If you remember that ratings epic fail of a guy, you could take his rate. You could actually take the ratings of Chris Cuomo of CNN. He's got some show on in the evening, and use that as an anchor for your sailboat in Hudson. I'm just throwing it out there. That's how it's. It's almost as bad as Nora O'Donnell at CBS Evening News, whatever they call it. Both of them are like just anchors that hold the boat steady in rough seas. They just goes down, 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 down. But a story, we were doing the show in Houston. We do the first hour in Houston. And a story popped up about Cuomo accused of sexually harassing our former boss. And if you remember, Chris Cuomo was involved in that horrible, unethical, immoral scandal of helping out his disgusting brother, the governor, and never reporting on it. Like, if you want to help your brother, that's, you know, whatever. But the scandal was he wasn't reporting on it or telling anybody, and they were meeting with state people. And what a disaster, and he was taken off the air. New York Post, what, about an hour ago? Former ABC executive producers accused Chris Cuomo of sexually harassing her. This is not family-friendly content. I guess it was a party, and he grabbed her rear end in front of her husband and coworkers. What's with the Cuomo guys? What is that? The woman, Shelley Ross, said she was at a party. Quote, I was at a party with my husband, who sat behind me on an ottoman sipping his Diet Coke as I spoke with work friends. Mr. Cuomo entered the Upper West Side bar. He walked toward me, greeted me with a strong bear hug while lowering one hand to firmly grab and squeeze her tuchus. He said, I can do this now that you're no longer my boss. Quote, she said, he said it with a kind of cocky arrogance. She's, no, you can't, I said, pushing him off of me at the chest while stepping back, revealing my husband, who had seen the entire episode at close range. It said, we quickly left. Well, I mean, I'm just going. Well, I think you know the end of this when the end of the sentence when I say, in Texas, there might be an incident if you grabbed the rear end of a woman and squeeze it like that. Growing up in Northeast Philly, you did. There'd be an incident there. So anyway, let me jump over to our guest line. I believe. I didn't see it on the screen. So, former Deputy National Security Advisor, great friend of our show, KT McFarland, Scotch aficionado. Happy Friday. Were you on hold? What happened? Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here. I'm in Austin, Texas. Well, come on over.
It's only 3 hours away. Okay, are you are you on business? Are you speaking there?
Yeah, I'm giving a speech tomorrow. I mean, this morning for the Texas Public Policy Foundation. It's part of the University of Texas think tank. It's a really, really spectacular group. And I'm going to talk to them about foreign policy and, you know, the target-rich environment of all the mistakes the Biden administration is making.
Now, just be careful, because it's like they call it the People's Republic of Austin. It is hardcore left-wing extremism up there, KT. So I'm just telling you, if you need to be extracted, code word is orange, okay?
Okay. I don't talk with Chris Cuomo. I call you.
Yeah, do not hug Chris Cuomo in a bar. Oh, gosh, we have so much to cover. It's near the end of the segment. Do me a favor. I know you're super busy.
I think we're family. I think, no, I mean, I know the family. I think he's got a drinking issue.
I don't know. I just don't know what's wrong with that entire family. What is it about that family and the disrespect of women, according to this allegation story?
Well, it's an entitlement thing. They think they're it's like the Kennedys. They think they're the Kennedys. And they think it's partying like it's 1960 all over again.
Well, if you party like the Kennedys, you leave a deceased one by a bridge somewhere. And I hope that's not the case.
No,
but this is out of control. Do me a favor, because I know you came in late to this segment. Can you just hold through the break? Because I have so much to talk to you about.
Sure,
Afghanistan.
Absolutely.
You're the best. This is why we love KT McFarland. This is why you should all run out and get her book, because she's so fantastic. Revolution, Trump, Washington, We the People. So we'll pick up our conversation with the former Deputy National Security Advisor to our great President Donald Trump. I am Sam Malone in Houston, Texas, filling in today on The Mike Gallagher Show.
You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
Gallagher.
Boy, we got a great offer for you, as Mike Lindell has been an indefatigable warrior for the United States, and they've been trying to cancel Mike, they've been trying to shut MyPillow down, and you just keep buying his products. You keep supporting MyPillow. You want these Giza Dream Sheets. How would you not? They're the softest, most luxurious, most durable sheets you'll ever sleep in. They're smooth and soft. They're extra long, so that you tuck them into the mattress underneath really nice and firm. And the sale of sales, this is the sale of the year, Mike Lindell decided to give you an offer that's pretty much out of this world. Buy one set of the Giza Dream Sheets, you're going to get the second set free. Buy one set, get the second set free when you enter the promo code Mike G. Try the My Slippers. These slippers are in moccasin or slip-on style for men or ladies, made from the same patented fill as the MyPillow. So you're walking on essentially the MyPillow. And they look great. I wear them around the house all the time. You're going to save 50% off the regular price when you use the promo code Mike G. And, of course, the original Mike Gallagher special is back. The premium MyPillow that's normally $69.98, the pillow that started it all, is now just $29.98 with the promo code Mike G. Here's all you need to do. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials square. You got to click on that box to get all these incredible prices. And then when you place your order, be sure to enter the promo code Mike G. Whether it's the pillow, whether it's the sheets, the slippers, the bathrobes, the mattress topper itself, try the coil mattress sleep system. It comes with a coiled or foam mattress, a set of sheets, two pillows. You're going to save 30%. You're going to get two free My Pillows and a free set of Giza Dream bed sheets with free shipping, too. It's an amazing offer. The key is the promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034. Promo code Mike G, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G.
Sam Malone filling in for Mike today. He'll be back on Monday, 1-800-655-MIKE, as always, 1-800-655-MIKE. I am in Houston, Texas, about 3 hours away near the campus of a very, very left-wing University of Texas in Austin. Is our friend KT McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor. She's in the Lone Star State to talk. Don't forget her book is Revolution, Trump, Washington, We the People. All right, KT, there is a lot to cover today. You ready? You ready to buckle up?
I'm ready.
All right, story out. Hunter Biden emails. They look to be authentic, legit, I guess, for $2 million. You could give Hunter Biden a moolah as people are trying to unfreeze Libyan assets. This is very dangerous. The White House is for sale. We know that. Give me your take on that. And then what other blackmail is floating around there?
Yeah, I'm not so surprised at this story. I think a lot of people for a long time have known that the Biden Inc. was a pay-to-play scheme, whether it was with Ukraine, whether it was with Russians, whether it was, you know, Chinese, anybody. That was the way you got access to Joe Biden as vice president and probably way you get access to him as president. Is to pay the family to get in there and get something. What has always upset me about this is why the media crushed the story. So the New York Post had the story, had the laptop, had the emails, and in trying to report it, the rest of the media crushed them. In fact, the social media, Twitter, in other words, banned the New York Post, the oldest newspaper in the United States, banned them for dare having a story that was critical of Joe Biden during the presidential campaign. So to me, it's a bigger problem than just corruption in the White House. Mm-hmm. It's corruption of the media. You know, the watchdogs were not watching. In fact, they were actively working on the other side.
It's an obvious question. KT McFarland, great friend of our show. If it was Don Jr., if it was Eric Trump, if it was Jared Kushner, and there was an email that said, you know, grease this guy too large, and you can affect international policy, it would be dead president-size font on the papers. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that this is what most of the American people don't really understand, is that the media, to a large part, can't trust them anymore. They're in the game. They're not an unbiased reporter of facts. They, for the large part of the media, they have become the press secretary to the socialist movement. And the movement of gathering more and more power to the federal government, more and more of your tax dollars. The federal government will decide who's worthy of getting dollars or not. The federal government is making all the decisions, whether it's over masks or vaccines or how you should vote or how your children should talk or what they should learn in school. And it's really a socialist movement for government control over all aspects of your life. It's not unlike what's happening in China. It's just that the Democrats are doing it, and they've got willing parrots on Capitol Hill and puppets in the press. That's why I think it's so important that groups like you and me and people just keep speaking out until we're hoarse to just say, hey, look, they're robbing you of your constitutional rights as Americans, the constitutional right that you have to choose your own government, the constitutional right of free speech. That's what it's the heart of this. It's not, you know, yet another corruption story. Corruption, I expect corruption in politicians. What I don't expect is a press corps which uses its position in society under the Constitution to then become an active participant in the other political schemes of the day.
KT McFarland nailing it. Yeah, when you're in the hashtag corrupt media and you sell your soul to you know who to pitch for, you can't get it back. There's no return policy. You mentioned that the commies here in China, obviously the laptop email, it's much, much more. I feel that the commies in China and the Russians have the goods on Biden, and that's why he is leaving stuff behind in Afghanistan. That is why he shut down our energy independence and got on his knees to OPEC. Am I off base at thinking the blackmail is strong coming out of the White House?
No, but I would say it happens differently. I don't think that the Biden administration is sort of smart enough to have sort of planned this with the Chinese. I think that the Biden administration is just so incompetent, and they're living in some dreamland where they think just because they, the United States and Joe Biden, say something is true, the rest of the world is going to say, oh, right, you're right, absolutely. The rest of the world is not like the mainstream media press corps in the United States. They're sharks. And as far as being in the pocket of, yeah, I mean, look, when Joe Biden was vice president, he would take Air Force Two from Washington to Beijing. And when the ramp came up to the plane, Joe Biden got out of the front, went down the front stairs, waving to the people, met by the Chinese foreign minister, and warmly greeted. Joe Biden Jr., not Junior, but Hunter, got out of the back of the plane, and then he's taken off in a separate car to go meet with, quote, business partners. Well, the Chinese look at that and they say, okay, we get this now. We know in China you never bribe the official. That's too obvious. You bribe the family member of the official, the cousin, the uncle, the brother. That's how they get the money to him. So when the plane comes, they think, okay, right, Joe Biden, he's going to come to the meetings, give us what we want. Hunter Biden, he's going to get off the plane. We're going to personally bribe the Biden family. And that's how they operate in China. And so they have every assumption that they're going to get what they want out of Biden. I think that Biden and a lot of his advisors have been so much in the pocket of China for the last 20, 30 years. They've been hired by the Chinese companies. They're really on the payroll of and in the mental mindset of China that they really refuse to see what a crisis it is. And when they finally wake up, it'll probably be too late. That's, again, why it's so important to keep pounding in what the Chinese are really doing around the world.
K.T. McFarland, former deputy national security advisor to our great president. I still believe before the end of the year, someone at CNN or CBS News is going to go rogue and report on it. It'll be the last thing they report. It'll be like that live shot before they cut you off and you start telling the truth. We'll see. Real quick, speaking of the communists, are they going to make a move on Taiwan? They see us as very weak. If Trump was still our president, we wouldn't have this conversation, KT. Will China move on Taiwan knowing that Biden is for sale and weak?
Yes. And here's how it happens. They've seen Afghanistan, put that aside, the ripple effect of Afghanistan is the Chinese and others have concluded Biden will just walk right over him. We're going to do it. We're going to take advantage of him. We're going to exploit him. This is our moment. And they know they've got to do it before the next presidential election. So, yes, I think they make their move. Now, what's their move? I don't think they invade Taiwan, but I think they could blockade Taiwan. I think they could shut down all Pacific trade with in and out of Taiwan. And they'll make it to the point where they know that who's going to protect Taiwan, who's going to come to Taiwan's rescue. Well, they've already shown, the Biden administration has already shown they're not going to, you know, come to the rescue even of American citizens in Afghanistan. How much effort are they willing to make to stand up to China if China has its eyes on Taiwan? I think the Chinese make their move, and it's within 9-10 months.
Gosh. This is just agita galore, a great word in Italian meaning confusion, upset, all at the same time. We've got the invasion on our southern border. I'm sure you're seeing that the people breaking in, and they're on record, not getting tested for the Wuhan, just put on buses and planes and shipped across America. We've got this incredible inflation, the Biden family blackmail and for sale. We've got Americans left behind in Afghanistan. By the way, you see the Taliban said they're going to start executions again, kind of like a store announcing a sale, KT?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do in their big stadiums. That's, instead of going to football games, they have executions.
God, pray for our country. That's all I can say. Just pray for our great country. And I hope
pray for our country.
The Lord
and prayer works. Prayer actually works. Yes, so it's a good plan.
Proverbs 3:5 and 3:6, my friends. Put your faith in the Lord and shut your pie hole. And hopefully this country can stay strong enough till, let's see, January of 2023 when the Republicans take over. In town, or actually in state, to speak up in Austin, our great friend K.T. McFarland. Thank you so much for hanging out for two breaks.
Pleasure and an honor. Thank you, Sam.
Have a blessed day. K.T. McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor for our great president, Donald Trump. I am Sam Malone, and this is The Mike Gallagher Show. On a
pony she named celebrating Mike Gallagher's 23 years of radio coast to coast. We're so grateful for your support over the years, and the best is yet to come.
On a cold Nebraska night,
hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Sam Malone in Houston filling in for my friend Mike. He'll be back on Monday. Yep, and I'm filling in. And number, boom, exactly the same. 1-800-655-MIKE. 1-800-655-MIKE. Let me jump over to this line and bring up a great friend, Congressman Kevin Brady. If you remember when our great president, Donald Trump, single-handedly lifted the economy to its greatest, brought down the lowest unemployment rate, the lowest black unemployment rate, just a great economy. Congressman Brady was chairman of Ways and Means, and he put it all together. He's also a great supporter of the pro-life movement. We see each other all the time at pro-life events, and a great friend of Israel. Congressman Brady, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing?
Hey, good to visit with you, Sam. How are you doing? And you're right. There is thank you for your leadership on so many conservative issues, including especially pro-life. You're just all over our region every day, and I'm grateful.
And Congressman Brady has what's called the 8th Congressional District, which is just north of Houston, pretty much the most conservative Republican district in America. It's like 80%.
It is terrific.
And isn't it great to be in the pro-life state where we have the heartbeat law here protecting the unborn, Congressman? Amen.
Yeah, so much so. And I'll tell you, we are. It has caused just a uprising here in Congress among Nancy Pelosi and Democrats. In fact, today, this morning, they rushed to the House floor a bill that basically provides abortion on demand through birth as the law of the land in America. It will it imposes on-demand abortion, removes nearly all the pro-life protections for the unborn, and abolishes state laws on pro-life issues, including Texas and others, and then including those that prevent late-term abortions, which, look, I don't understand how, in month 7th, 8th, and 9th, that when a baby is born alive from a botched abortion, that that is not considered a life. And this bill, I think, goes to the worst of all of that. We know in Texas, the heartbeat bill has already saved over 2,000 lives of babies, and many of them are babies of color. Which is, I think, so important for us to be protecting those who don't have a voice. And you've made that case beautifully for so many years.
Thank you, Congressman Kevin Brady from Texas. It's amazing that Democrats run to the Congress to vote on killing and murdering the unborn, but they all have no problem with the Jew-hating and anti-Semitism and filth that took place, what was it, Tuesday short-term bill vote. Congressman, first of all, thanks for standing up for Israel. Thanks for standing against the anti-Semitism of Democrats. Walk us through, and the Mike Gallagher Show fans, what happened on Tuesday.
Yes, so the Squad and other socialists in the Democratic Party in the House insisted that as a condition for keeping the government of America open and paying our debts, that Democrats remove $1 billion of funding for the Iron Dome, which, as you know, has saved and continues to save thousands of lives of Israelis from attack from Hamas, which is ongoing, by the way, and saves so many lives of women and children and the elderly. They insisted, literally, as a condition to keep the government open, that money be removed. This comes on the heels of some horrible anti-Semitic comments and conspiracy theories by Democrats in the House, and of course their support from the fatally flawed Iran nuclear agreement, which basically gives Iran time to nuke up, and target our ally Israel. It used to be there was such strong bipartisan support for our friend Israel in so many ways. That really has disappeared here. We still have some that support Israel, but boy, they're just not willing to stand up to the most extreme in their party.
And that's what I was going to say, Congressman Kevin Brady from Texas. Did any Democrats, Jewish liberal Democrats, or any Democrats stand up and demand that they take their hate and get the blank out and resign immediately from the House of Representatives, Congressman?
Apparently not, that we heard about. I think there was so much, Sam, there's so much public backlash to this immediately that yesterday they rushed to the floor a bill to restore the $1 billion to the Iron Dome, sort of a cover your you-know-what on this, because, look, all of America stood up and said, what are you doing here? I mean, these rockets, these attacks are ongoing, and how in heaven's name do you step back from this? That innovation, that technology, that system is so important. So, yeah, they are trying to cover their bases here, but I think the curtain was pulled back, certainly on the House, what the Democratic Party stands for.
And Iron Dome saves not just Jewish people in Israel, but Muslims, Christians. It protects the innocent from these war crimes of these rockets coming over. I know you got to get back to work. I appreciate you stopping by. Congressman Kevin Brady from the Fighting 8th Congressional District, just north of Houston. Blessings to you. Thanks for what you do,
too,
buddy.
You too, friend. Thanks.
Good to have you aboard. Congressman Brady, who is chairman of Ways and Means for our great President Donald Trump, and he is going to hang it up. So this is his last term in Congress. He says, been there, done that, got the shirt. Love that guy. I am Sam Malone. What an honor to fill in on this show, Mike Gallagher Show. Sam Malone coming up. We'll talk with Bob Price from Breitbart on the Border and conservative writer Jack Posobiec coming up on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.